Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo is joining us for another update on the Quincy Board of License Commissioners meeting this week and a preview of the upcoming election. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. We're getting to the middle of August now. My gosh, how did that happen?
Time is flying by.
It really is. And I know you are in like full election mode, but before we talk about that, it was a busy meeting, right?
It was. Yeah. We're getting into the fall and looking forward to the upcoming election, and then we'll be right on to November.
I know, it's just incredible. Yeah, but here we go.
Yep, exactly. So, agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for their annual Saturdays in the Park events at Safford Park on September 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. The events will run from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. and include food, drinks, and live music. Brian Enos was there representing the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association. This is the sixth year that they're doing it. Always a good family event. There will be a beer garden and food by Assembly. And they'll have various bands there for those four Saturdays in September. And that went through 5-0.
Excellent. Yeah, that's a fun time up there in a great little spot.
Yeah, they have a great association that works hard at putting things together for the whole neighborhood. That's a nice thing.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of Fat Boy Barbecue Inc. for a common victual license for the premise located at 647 Hancock Street. Proposed hours of operation, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Proposed manager, Heng Kong Mi. Attorney Russell Chin was there representing. They also will have Steve May there as a manager as well. This is a unique barbecue of pork, duck, and chicken. And they will be opening soon, like I said, 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Get your barbecue for breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buns and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of 657 Hancock Street LLC doing business as Waku Ramen for a common victual license for the premise located at 657 Hancock Street. Proposed hours of operation 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Proposed manager Henry Wong and Dixon Leung and Mike Trian were there. This is the fourth location of Waku Ramen, and they're taking over 657 Hancock Street, formerly the TKK Fried Chicken, and that went through 5-0. Agenda item number four, hearing regarding the request of Rachel Dioniso for a common victual license for Rosie's Pizzeria at 550 Adams Street due to a change of ownership. Proposed hours of operation 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Proposed manager will be Francesco Dioniso, and Rachel Dioniso was there representing. This is going to stay the same as Rosie's Pizzeria, just new ownership. That
gotcha.
Went through 5-0. Agenda item number five, hearing regarding the request of Sudico Group for a common victual license for the premise located at 1 Heritage Drive for the cafeteria food service at Granite Telecommunications new headquarters. proposed manager, Jarier, Dirk Recorian, proposed hours of operation, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. Stefania Dolan was there to talk about the new cafeteria food service at the Granite Telecommunications. This will be contingent on a fire inspection, and they plan on opening on 9/10/2024, and that went through 5-0.
Is that just for employees? Do you know, Nikki?
I believe it is.
Okay.
I believe it is for Granite Telecommunications.
Okay.
Agenda item number 6, hearing regarding the request of Froyo Inc., doing business as Nouveau at Yocha, for an all-alcohol beverage restaurant license for the premise located at 406 Hancock Street. Proposed manager, Ho Ming Chow. The proposed license is a street-level 2,200 square foot restaurant that will consist of a dining area, kitchen, and restrooms. There is also 1,100 square feet in the basement for an office, storage, and cooler space. Proposed hours are 10 a.m. Excuse me, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and alcohol 10 a.m. on Sundays. Tony Liang was there, the proposed manager Ho Ming Chow was there, and as was Jimmy Liang. And this is a new venture for them, expanding Froyo to add French desserts. They have a new chef that's doing their desserts. And they are very excited about that. Trying to think of his name. It slipped my mind and I didn't write it down. I'm sorry. But certainly go on to the website at Nouveau at Yocha. The desserts have been selling out. They've had a soft opening and they're selling out every day. They are going to start having brunch on the weekends, and they're excited about that. And that's where they wanted the all alcohol beverage license so that they could have some cocktails at lunch, but I mean at brunch, but certainly going to offer them during the week as well. The managers are tip certified, and they have 12 years of experience there at Yocha. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay, satisfy your sweet tooth.
Yeah. They have some really good croissants, I hear.
Oh, really?
That
Okay.
they're just amazing. So I'm looking forward to going there and having one.
Okay, so 406 Hancock, is that the Downs or?
Yes,
Yeah, okay.
right on the corner there. The old pharmacy.
Yep.
Agenda item number 7, here regarding the request of Primetime LLC doing business as Drifter's Kitchen and Bar for a transfer of the all alcohol beverage restaurant license presently held by I Me Mine LLC doing business as Idle Hour for the premise located at 1464 Hancock Street. The premise is a street level restaurant with approximately 2,241 square feet with both a bar and table dining area. There are also basement for storage. Proposed manager William Ferraro. The application includes the pledge of license to Cape Cod 5 cent savings bank. The applicant also requests to retain the existing cabaret entertainment and jukebox license for the hours of 8 a.m. to 1 a.m., 10 a.m. on Sundays. Attorney Chris Harrington was there and spoke about the manager, Andrew Mosha, with 18 years of experience, and also that they will retain the restaurant as is for now. Moving forward, I asked them to please work with the other restaurateurs in the area on their trash in the alley behind the restaurant to make sure that that stays clean and serviced appropriately. And that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay, so idle hours changing to Drifter's Kitchen and Bar.
Yep,
Okay.
new restaurant.
Yep.
It's not so much a new concept, but new owners, new restaurant, Drifter's Kitchen and Bar. They did leave us a copy of their menu with a raw bar, Landfair pizzas, bigger than a bar pizza, but on the same concept. Sandwiches and mains, larger plates, and brunch offerings. Agenda item number 8 here in regard to the request of Avier Azure Corp, doing business as Adam Shore Supermarket, for a transfer of their wine and malt beverage package store license presently held by Phillips of Quincy Inc., doing business as Adam Shore Supermarket, for the premise located at 486 C Street, also known as 494 C Street. The premise is 6,500 square feet retail grocery store that offers wine and malt beverage retail sales. Proposed manager, Arpan Patel. The applicant includes a pledge of license stock and inventory to Rockland Trust, alcohol sales from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. and 10 a.m. on Sundays. Attorney Albert DiNapoli was there to talk about the concept, basically staying the same: supermarket, deli, wine and malt, and just going to go in and freshen the store up a bit. There was no one there in opposition. There was so it seemed that Avier Azhar Corp has some other locations as well. We wished Nick and his family well after, I think it's over 60 years
I was going to
in
say
that
it's been there
store.
forever.
Yeah. So good luck to them in their retirement. And that went through 5-0. Our next hearing will be on September 10th.
Okay. After the primary election,
That's right. That's right.
which is coming up very rapidly, as I'm sure you're well aware.
After the next primary, after the next primary and after the first council meeting of the season starting back up September 9th.
That's right. That's right. So a lot's going to happen
Yep.
between now and then. My goodness. the Tuesday, September 3rd, the day after Labor Day, right? State
That's
primary.
right. Yes, day after Labor Day, all 31 of our polling locations will be open. So if you need to know where you vote, you can certainly go to our election website through the city clerk's office and then elections tab, and that will give you all the latest and greatest information on early voting, on where do I vote, am I registered, when I how to register. All the links are there. It's a great resource. But just to go over the dates quickly, to register to vote, please register by August 24th. That coincidentally is the first day of early voting. We will have early voting 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday here at City Hall in the Council Chamber in the Great Hall. Here at 1305 Hancock Street, there'll be some designated parking in the municipal area of the Quincy T station for City Hall business. We'll be able to park there. There'll be some designated parking out front for early voting and also some handicap parking available out front for handicap accessibility to the building Monday through Friday, as well as the weekend, August 24th and 25th. That's 8:30 to 4:30. Last day to register to vote will be 8:30 to 5 p.m. at City Hall up on the second floor. That's vote by mail applications must be submitted by August 26th. And you can certainly go on to that website, City Clerk, and then the election tab to see your sample ballot, as well as where do I vote and verify your status for the upcoming September 3rd, day after Labor Day election.
Okay, and just that first weekend for early voting, Nikki, the 24th and 25th.
Here at City Hall in the Great Hall, Council Chamber, 8:30 to 4:30.
Okay, and
Both
then
days.
is the 30th the last day of early voting? Friday the
It
30th?
is
Okay.
Friday the 30th at 4:30.
Okay, very good. My goodness. And ballots, mail-in ballots, must be received by the 3rd at 8 p.m., right?
That's right. That's
Okay.
right. Yep. And we certainly have the drop-off box here at City Hall, open all hours, so you can certainly drop off your ballot here up until 8 p.m. on election day.
Okay. And any changes on election day in terms of polling locations?
The only change on election day will be with Southwest Middle School. They'll be voting in the gym, which, again, thank you to everybody who reached out to us with their concerns on the parking and things like that. We've spoken with the superintendent and the mayor and assistant superintendent, and they've been gracious enough to allow us to park in the back, easy accessibility into the gym there at Southwest. And that will be the only change for September and November this year.
Okay. And is there a school on September 3rd? Do you know?
There is not.
No.
There
Okay.
is
They're
not.
not back in class yet. Okay.
They're not back in class yet. So we look forward to a nice, smooth day. Hoping for good weather, of course. And if anybody has any questions, please be sure to call our office, 617-376-1144. The election department, certainly there to help. I have to, of course, thank our staff there in the election department for everything that they do. They're working hard every day. The whole staff of the clerk's department, and of course, our poll workers, the administration. It's not easy to get these elections underway, and it's not one day anymore. It's
Right.
months of preparing, and without this strong city and without such a great team effort, it couldn't happen. And so I'm forever grateful for the poll workers, my staff here, and for the administration and the staff, public works and school department, and all that everybody does to participate in making these elections go so smoothly.
Yeah, they truly make democracy work. There's no
They
question about that.
do,
Yeah.
for sure. And we're here to help, for sure. Mail-in voting has taken off, and it works for everybody. If there's any issues, we can certainly guide you, and we want to help. So please reach out.
Any turnout prediction for the primary, Nikki?
I wish it would be larger, but there's a lot of incumbents on the ballot, so not a big draw out, but we're hoping between 20 and 30% turnout.
Okay. All right. It'll be much higher for the presidential in November, I'm sure. Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go over 70% in the presidential, and you will get another card in the mail asking if you wish to vote by mail for the presidential shortly there after the September 3rd primary.
Okay. And I forgot to ask you, absentee ballots, are those also available?
They certainly are. 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, up until the Friday before the election, which is the 30th at 4:30.
Yeah, it's the primary is the earliest it can possibly be this year.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
We'll
Thanks
be
so much for the
ready.
update.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.